Even though more than half of the 150 School of the Arts students are newcomers, it's not hard to spot the longtime attendees. They're wearing name tags with colored ribbons to indicate their veteran status. Lee Densmore sports a tag marking 15 years. He's here for a poetry class.
Poetry is something that you are honest about. And there's so many things in life that you're not honest about. You know, you do things because there's a rule or because you had to do it. When you do poetry, you are saying something that you think ought to be said. It's not trying to kid anybody.
Densmore writes poems about everything from people falling in love to a bug crawling across the road. At the age of 96, he says he's still learning from School of the Arts classes.
It's the ambience of this place. It's a great thing. The moment you enter this door and you hear this noise, you know everybody's here because they want to do something special, and all by themselves.
Another longtime poetry student is Nancy Raffel from Bailey's Harbor. She says her first time at School of the Arts helped her think about her work in a different way.
At the time, I considered myself as somebody who occasionally wrote poetry, but I couldn't call myself a poet.
That's changed, says Raffel, who has since had several poems published. Coming to take one's art more seriously later in life is a theme here at School of the Arts. Take watercolor instructor Mary Ann Inman.
I used to work in a factory, and I got laid off, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I got a severance pay, and I went to school, and I got a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, and I've been teaching ever since.
What kind of factory did you work in?
We made drill bits for Black and Decker.
She graduated from art school at age 50. Now she has over a dozen years of teaching under her belt. She specializes in a variety of media that involve water and watercolor. Today's project has five women, hands dyed inky black, laying out wet paper to dry. A powerful smell of oranges fills the air. They're engaged in an unusual process called activated ink. It involves soaking magazine photos with Citrusol, an orange-based cleaner. The solvent lifts the ink from the page and creates dark swirls of color.
All this black ink, it just comes oozing out. I love the combination of where you don't know what happens next. I love that feel that, you know, things aren't planned and predictable. And I think that it's really beautiful.
Inman says students can use the new images for a collage or just leave them be.
I love them in their own, right? They make beautiful abstracts. See this red one? That's gorgeous.
Inman has been teaching at School of the Arts for the past decade, making the 4.5-hour drive from Clinton, Wisconsin every year. She says her goal is to give students the freedom to be themselves.
So the biggest thing that I do for people is give them permission to paint or do whatever they want to do, then it's okay, you know? You know, if we all made art that looked alike, it wouldn't be interesting at all.
Mary Ann Inman's students aren't the only ones learning interesting new techniques for art making. A few doors down is the group making scrap metal jewelry. Hammers on metal echo down the hall. The science lab seems an appropriate room for this class since instructor Louise Schutz used to be a high school chemistry teacher.
Since I retired, I have studied art and jewelry making, and I have a small business of my own and operate out of my studio in Irma. What I like about it is that every piece is different. I just enjoy making something, and I don't want to really know what it's going to be until I'm almost done. It's kind of a discovery thing.
Students here are making earrings, pendants, and bracelets. One woman works on a fishing lure. Shiny bits of copper and brass litter the room along with spools of wire and an array of special tools.
My favorite is the torch. And to put a ball on the end of the copper wire, you just put the end of the wire in the torch and watch for the ball to form. And put it down in the water.
It took 2 seconds.
If you can find that spot, it happens really fast.
Other tools include hammers, anvils, and a metal press that embosses different patterns. There are also several kinds of hole punches.
This is hole punching heaven over here. And we have many different ways to make holes in metal.
The tactile process of metalworking is one kind of art making, but down the hall is something completely different. A few doors away, writer John Lehman is teaching a memoir class.
Well, the goal of the workshop is to give people some tools so they can take the enormity of their life and narrow it down to a manageable size. And I think the secret of that is what's going to be interesting to an audience.
Lehman says a good memoir creates a moment of reflection for both writer and reader.
The result for the person taking the workshop is that they have a chance to re-examine some of the things that their life that they've passed by or passed on. And the benefit for an audience is that they get an example of somebody doing that so they can do that with their own life.
From memoir to metalwork, poetry to painting, School of the Arts is now looking ahead to its 51st session in summer 2014. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.